I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's rare that you get to be a genuine icon in film. And since the greats, the Friday the 13th, The Exorcist, Halloween, there's only been like Saw, I think, makes it as an icon,
it's,
you know?
Something, yeah.
And a real classic. And then, House of 1,000 Corpses.
And Bill's done it twice with He Was Chop Top in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and then came back with Otis Driftwood.
Born November 11th in Barrington, Illinois. A graduate of Yale University, he started his film career at age 29 in the film Endangered Species. Since then, he has made a name for himself in such horror classics as Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, House of 1,000 Corpses, The Devil's Rejects, and Three from Hell. And now, House of 1,000 Corpses is available on Netflix. The Devil's Rejects is available on demand, and Three from Hell is available on Shudder. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Bill Moseley.
It's that time again, Bill. How you doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I guess so. Jeez, it's so impressive.
Love watching House of 1,000 Corpses during Halloween season, man. I'm always reminded about what a goddamn genuine classic it is.
It is. It is a classic old dark house horror movie.
Yeah. It
takes me back to shooting it on the set of Universal Studios in Burbank, California. That was in the House of 1,000 Corpses. Used to be the old chicken ranch from Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Yeah.
They repurposed it to turn it into the House of 1,000 Corpses.
Well, and I remember being a rock guy and loving White Zombie and Rob Zombie. That then, of course, the talk of the movie, and Rob was going to direct this, and he was making this movie, and then it was too much, and people were turning it down at Universal, and they weren't going to release it, and it became this bigger-than-life myth then, like this legend, and then it finally really did come out. So, I mean, it made it even better with that kind of a wait, because it was a whole year longer than it was supposed to wait, right?
Yeah, and actually on a lot of Universal movies was the trailer, really cool trailer for House of 1,000 Corpses, which had nothing to do with the movie, which had a bunch of guys in hazmat suits walking through at night, walking through a field of crude crosses.
Yeah.
And meaning, I guess that was where the house, that was where the 1,000 corpses were buried. And it was very provocative and cool. Again, it had nothing to do with the movie,
right.
But and then all of a sudden, all that disappeared. And we spent 3 years from 2000 to 2003 wandering in the wilderness.
Indeed.
And wondering what would happen to House of 1,000 Corpses.
And then when it hit, I remember we went to go see it at the at this great movie theater, and Jake and I and all of us, and we're literally like old school, standing up, applauding, giving it a standing ovation. It's so fantastic.
Right.
It's,
well, you know, what happened was Universal basically sold it to Lionsgate.
Yep.
Lionsgate had no problem with the content or, you know, whatever was holding Universal back. And Lionsgate proudly stuck it in, 800 theaters. And apparently opening weekend, it made its money back. So it was destined for success.
It's just one of those great movies. And so was, Devil's Rejects, and then Three, and all of them. And just the Otis Driftwood character. And I know you have kids. How old were your kids when House came out, when the House of 1,000 Corpses finally showed?
Well, my older daughter was born in 87. And let's see here. you know, they were young girls.
And, can you imagine?
And they were also told that watch the movie and don't say anything.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, you know, your dad, like, you're Yale graduate, you're classically trained, you are an amazing actor. And this is such an over-the-top role. If you just know dad is dad is dad, and then you watch this on the screen, you're like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, that's a stuff like you'll never get over.
Both my daughters have so far exhibited no, you know, completely outward signs of mental illness. my older daughter is a very successful fashion model. Is a homeowner and drives a Tesla, which is pretty impressive to me. And lets me in the back seat every once in a while.
That's nice.
My younger daughter just virtually graduated from UCLA in June. So she's just turned 22. And they both love horror movies. You know, love their dad, which is great. It doesn't seem to have really rocked their boat too much.
God, you are, I follow you on Instagram, and the fandom is so fantastic. Somebody crocheting you an Otis. It was either Otis or Einstein, like I said.
Right, little Otis, yes. Yes, a little Otis.
It's so good, man. And I'm looking at that Dayglo poster of Chop Top. I was just like, man, all the cool stuff that you've collected, because you're a serious collector as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a lot of cool stuff, and that Dayglo poster is amazing. I still haven't, I don't have a black light, so I haven't seen that yet in a kind of a hippie den at night with a black light on. I'm dying to see it because it's an amazing poster.
And it's a downer, and it's certainly, I hate to bring the conversation down, but we just passed the anniversary of Sid Haig passing, what a wonderful, sweet, really just genuinely great and kind human being he always was to us. Man, I every single time we ever spoke or saw each other, he was just such a nice person, man.
Yeah, Sid was a fantastic guy. We had so much fun coming on your show as many times as we did. When we came to KC, we really, it's weird because I just... with the pandemic, the horror convention circuit is pretty shot.
Right.
But 2 weeks ago, I was in Phoenix. I did do one convention called Mad Monster Party a couple of weeks ago, and that was Sid's last show, as it turns out, the year before, of course. And, the outpouring of... love from the fans who just all, came to my table and would reminisce about Sid and how important, he was to them. And he was a great traveling buddy for me. I mean, we always had a lot of fun on the road. And, he's missed. It feels awkward. It feels like sure. There is something missing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're kidding me? Like, it's the trick-or-treat Halloween stores. I can't remember the exact name of the website, but they've got the classic Otis and the classic Captain Spaulding mask, the best ones I've ever seen. And, that Otis one is really, really fantastic.
Good. Yeah, I don't have to buy it though. I just look in the mirror every morning. Yeah.
Hey, did those guys ever? Did you ever get one of those zombie pinball machines?
No, but you remember there was a convention in Chicago, Days of the Dead. Mm-hmm. I think it was last November or maybe the year before, where I got a chance to play the zombie pinball machine, the House of a Thousand Corpses one, and it was great. And I rocked it, by the way.
I love it.
That's my thing. I'm not a video game guy. I'm a pinball guy.
Me too. Listen, I drunkenly ordered an AC/DC, brand new AC/DC Stern pinball machine that's in my kitchen right now.
Well, that is pretty awesome, man. That'll wake you up quicker than a cup of black coffee.
Oh, I love pinball. Man, next time you come to Kansas City, I got a buddy with a pinball bar. It's got 10 of the latest ones in the 403 Club. We'll go down there and hang out. And when you got some spare time, you'll absolutely love it.
Okay, that's a deal, because that is, again, that's my groove.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Me too. All right, Bill,
and
listen.
By the way, you know, speaking of Sid and passing, I'm so sorry to hear about Barger. I just wanted to pass along my condolences because I know how important that is.
Yeah,
you know, that those relationships are so important, and really sorry to hear about it.
Thank you, man. It's tough. It's, you know what? It's funny you say that. The one of the sweetest pictures I have is Sid leaning way down and Barger kissing him on the mouth. It's one of my favorite photographs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. It's good to hear your voice, man. I hope to see you soon, my friend. Be safe.
Well, thank you so much, and you know. A lot of love to Kansas City and to you, and let's do this again.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Hold on. Guys, don't miss it. House of 1,000 Corpses streaming on Netflix now. You got to watch it, Nick. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. You really
I believe you.
You will love this. Oh, it's very sweet. Him. That Spalding picture is really great.
It's a nice picture.
He could be the nicest guy on the planet. And, like, you wouldn't think you watch those movies and think that he went to Yale and he's a sweet family guy and whatever. And you would love House of 1,000 Corpses because not only Rainn Wilson and Chris Hardwick, but the deputy is from Vice Principals, Walton Goggins.
All my favorite weirdos are in it.
Isn't Walton Goggins? Did I watch a new show where he's the unicorn?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one where the dog's licking the commercials.
Yeah.
Because Whitney hates the commercial. The dog's licking his face for 15 minutes.
I watched like 5 episodes of it the other day.
Yeah, because Rob Corddry's on that show,
yes,
too. Yeah,
because I like Rob Corddry, and I love Goggins. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it's pretty funny. It's a little corny.
It's a little TV.
For me, but I still really like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you,
I felt a little embarrassed about watching as many episodes in a row as I did.
I like them, though.
If you haven't watched Vice Principals, you have to. Oh, my God. He and Danny McBride on Vice Principals.
Yes, I have.
Could have been
seen
the greatest show ever.
Righteous Gemstones, also another one. Not as great, but good enough to
Righteous
to binge.
Gemstone is good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. That's hilarious, man. All the masks he has, that Trick or Treat, I showed you the website.
Oh, yeah, because Trick or Treat is the one who does, they do the Lou Temple skinned off mask, filleted mask.
That's a really, if you like, they have a bunch of collector's masks, like the Misfits masks for The Fiend, and just a bunch of, like, Eddie Iron Maiden classic
and
stuff.
They do, like, a regular Otis, and then they do Otis at, like, the burn ceremony or whatever, where he's painted up like a skull with the long hair.
It's never lost on me that this is really what all of us are into, and other guys are like, well, I collect watches. They appreciate very well. Sometimes I've had a few pieces of very important art. And
cars.
Yes, I've got some golf clubs that are really, I think that they're going to appreciate very well. And I'm like, I bought some masks, looks like Otis from a movie I saw.
You know, when they get filleted.
And I go pull it out of my room, and I'm like, look at this. And if, by the way, if you don't react correctly, you don't get invited back.
It's
when
true.
You see a skin suit, be
that's one of my proudest moments ever. Is when the new Michael Myers mask came out for Rob Zombie's Halloween, and by the end of the first one, Michael had been shot in the head, and the mask was bloody. But you couldn't find that mask, or if you did, it was terrible looking. Whatever company did it, so I did it myself, and I had him autograph it at one of the shows we went to, and he was like, "Who did the makeup on this? It's fantastic." And I'm like. You're my best friend.
Right?
Yeah. No, hey. I have that mask is prominently displayed in our living room. And my wife is like, could we take that downstairs? I'm like, no, that goes nowhere.
I have a Kane Hodder Friday the 13th. This is back when Kelly and Alpha were on Q104 and I was hanging out with them before Young Country was country. Mm-hmm. And Halloween came. Kane Hodder came to town, was on the show. Then there was a get together and I went and he gave me that hockey mask. They wrote, Johnny Dare, I hate you, Kane Hodder. And it's one of my prized possessions. All these years, I still have it. I know exactly. I mean, like, I take care of that. That's just those weird little things.
Is it on display?
It's not. It's upstairs.
God damn it.
Now, there's, listen.
I'm not going to, don't lure me.
I have autographed Ace Frehley boots. I have Run DMC shoes.
There's a museum rotation.
I have to put them in a frame. I got to put them in something. I can't just leave them out.
I get that.
Last time I left my Ace Frehley boots out, my friend Dane got drunk and put them on.
Nope, you can't have that.
He did ask me first.
You got too many cool things where I'm not going to go, hey, well, it's upstairs. You want to come up and look at them? Well,
no, because I know your face. I could show you the coolest thing in the world, and you purposely kick me in the junk.
I wouldn't if you got the DMC shoes out.
David Lee, I got those. I got a David Lee Roth pith helmet. Remember, he was always like, that was the thing, going to the Amazon in the jungle. up there. I got Tommy Chong Bong, the one that he got arrested for, that he signed for me. I have his letters he wrote me when he was in jail.
So you have all these things that have to be displayed.
I got a lot of stuff. I haven't framed the Scott Ian lyrics to Ballad of Jimi Hendrix yet.
That's cool.
Which is
I still got to get that done. Like, I got a lot of, I got stuff I got to get done.
You need an assistant just to frame your stuff.
I know. I do. I really do. I really
well,
do need to get all
the
stuff.
I don't know.
All framed out, but... Yeah, but the Ballad of Jimi Hendrix stuff is so good. That video of Scott Ian playing it is so good, man. It's so good. That's the whole song.
It makes me laugh every time.
It's a hit every time.
It's so good. That's why we loved it so much. That's why we loved that thing so much when he did that for me. Somebody saw that video again the other day. And, you know, it's coming up on a year old and sent me a message going, that's awesome. I just noticed this way down on your Instagram. But that Ballad of Jimi Hendrix.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.